Okay, so for today's learning in Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we share a very common application of Hilchos Hadlakas Neiros for Shabbos. Number one, so we know that there's a mitzvah to light Neiros for Shabbos. However, you may not light Neiros for Shabbos before Plag HaMincha. And the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that this is even B'diyeved, that if a person lit Neiros for Shabbos and it was before the time of Plag HaMincha, the halach is that that lighting was invalid. So it's very important to always notify your wife, always remember, always acknowledge the fact that you must delay hadlakas neiros for Shabbos until after the time of Plag HaMincha. That's number one. Number two, when a woman lights neiros for Shabbos, is that automatically deemed an acceptance of Shabbos? Is she mekabel Shabbos automatically by virtue of her hadlaka of neiros Shabbos? So this is a machlekes Rishayim. We paskin that lechatchila we assume that yes, when you light neiros for Shabbos and you're a woman, it's automatically considered an acceptance of Shabbos and you can't do malacha after lighting. Now, this doesn't apply for a man. So when a man, for some reason, lights neiros for Shabbos, he doesn't have to stop doing malacha at that point because it's not considered an acceptance of Shabbos. However, for a woman, we assume that a general hadlaka, a lighting of neiros done by a woman in honor of the upcoming Shabbos, is deemed an automatic acceptance of Shabbos, and she shouldn't do malacha afterwards. However, we paskin, if there's a real need, then we say that she doesn't have to accept Shabbos when she lights Neiros for Shabbos. So she could say, I'm lighting Neiros in the honor of upcoming Shabbos, but I'm doing it on condition that it's not an acceptance of Shabbos, and I still want to be able to do Melacha subsequent to my lighting. Okay, so that's B'shas HaTzorech, what we allow. So for instance, the Tzitz Eliezer paskins that if a woman, let's say, is in Eretz Yisrael, and she wants to light Neiros for Shabbos, but she wants to go to the Kaisel to daven. And the Kaisel is quite a distance, so she wants to drive after lighting so that she could be by the Kaisel. The halacha is, according to the Tzitz Eliezer, going and davening by the Kaisel is enough of a mitzvah to render it a tzairich that allows a stipulation, and she could be madlik Neiros Shabbos. She could light Neiros Shabbos with the condition that this is not her acceptance of Shabbos. She could do malacha afterwards, drive to the Kaisel. Why? Because that's considered enough of a tzairich to allow this stipulation to take place where she lights Neiros for Shabbos but isn't accepting Shabbos with this hadlaka, and therefore she could do malacha afterwards. The other common example that comes up is a woman who generally davens mincha. She generally davens shachris and mincha, like the Mishnah Berurah really says a woman should do. And now she realizes it's time for hadlakas neiros Shabbos. The time is expiring quite quickly. She's running out of time, and she hasn't yet davened mincha. What are you supposed to do? So she really has two options in front of her. She could either daven mincha after lighting, and she'll maybe light neiros Shabbos with a tenai, with a condition that she doesn't want it to be Kabbalah Shabbos, because once you be Kabbalah Shabbos, you can't daven mincha. So what she wants to do is she'll light neiros Shabbos with the condition that this is not her Kabbalah Shabbos, and therefore she could still daven mincha, she'll daven mincha afterwards. That's one option. Or she should just light neiros Shabbos because the time is expiring, and fafalin, she lost mincha, but she'll daven marav twice, one for marav and one as a tashlum, as a makeup prayer for the lost tefillas mincha. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that this is not enough of a tzairich to light Neiros Shabbos al Tanai with a condition. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like the option of lighting but not being mekabel Shabbos with your lighting, because he holds that this is not enough of a tzairich. Rather, says the Mishnah Berurah, in this case, forget about mincha. Light Neiros for Shabbos, because that's the time. And you'll daven Marav twice. That's the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. You daven Marav twice in this case. You'll do one for Marav, one for Tashlumin, for a makeup prayer for Mincha. But you cannot light Neiros Shabbos al Tanai, because in this case, it's not enough of a tzoyuch, it's not enough of a need to do this condition. However, the Kaf HaChaim disagrees. The Kaf HaChaim says, no, in this case, you light Neiros Shabbos, you make a condition, you don't want it to be Kabbalah Shabbos, and afterwards, you can still daven mincha, because you lit with a condition, this is enough of a tzoyuch. So again, the Mishnah Berurah is our main paisek, lahalachul mais, and therefore, in this case, the Mishnah Berurah would tell you, don't make a Tanai, don't make a condition, but this is a machlekes. So we have this basic idea as it relates to Kabbalah Shabbos.